people he witnessed.
Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through.
Over the weekend, we're tracking an area of low pressure that'll be tracking through the west central Gulf of Mexico. This will provide a plume of moisture and instability to affect us, with a good chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms by Sunday. But today and tomorrow, still rather pleasant. Tomorrow, though, more humid feel. Sunny the rest of the day, the 80s, overnight lows of low 70s. Tomorrow afternoon in the upper 80s with a partly cloudy sky. And rounds of storms and showers coming up Sunday, highs in the 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3333.
That music means it is hour number two of the food show. The second course, as Tom likes to say. We have with us today Richard Hughes, who is excited to say that they're opening tonight at the Pelican Club. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Are you, first of all, everything okay with you personally from the hurricane?
I mean, other than throwing away a lot of food and scrubbing everything out and the drill that everybody's gone through a few times, that's all completed. Everything's made from scratch fresh, and we're ready to roll tonight at 5 o'clock.
Oh, good. Okay. So you're going to resume your culinary right where you left off.
We're going to keep it going for a week or so, at least.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you're gonna have it, you said, just for a week, or you're going to go until maybe the end of September?
I think we might go until the end of September. I'm not 100% sure, but that's certainly a possibility.
Now, one of the things that Tom's always loved about about the Pelican Club and the culinary and the fact that it's always the best culinary is that you have pretty much the full menu for culinary. It's not very, very limited as it is at a lot of other restaurants. So I would imagine, though, that the hurricane has scaled that back a bit. Are you doing the full culinary menu?
We are doing the culinary. I mean, it was really a lot of places that deliver. I had to go pick things up, and sourcing was very difficult. But I think we're probably about 98% there.
So
I think we're good to go.
Because when you say that you had to go pick things up, I have heard that from a lot of people. We have a favorite Mexican restaurant over on the North Shore, and we love their chorizo queso, but it seems like sausage, for some reason, is really extra hard to get. What are the things that you have found have been really kind of a problem to get?
Well, oysters, local oysters are pretty much, they close all the beds at some point during the hurricane. So we had to bring some in. Just all the suppliers don't have drivers, and their warehouse staff is extremely limited. So it's very difficult just to get a delivery. So
now,
you know, we've been creative, and
you have to be. Was that going on before? Because I mean, you know, it's like a crisis. A never-ending revolving door of crises. So, you know, we had COVID, and then that kind of got better, and then it got worse again. And then, of course, there's the ongoing problem with just getting people to work. So, and then this. So the supply chain was already sort of interrupted before this. So is the supply chain extra interrupted because of the hurricane?
It's definitely more interrupted.
Yeah.
More interrupted.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So,
and I think a lot of people are driving to get things. You're not the first person that so when you say driving to get things, how far are you driving?
I mean, it's all within New Orleans. Had to go to the produce company 15 minutes ago and pick up the produce because it usually comes at 8 or 9 in the morning, and he didn't have any drivers, which he didn't tell me until 1. So I just drove over there and they loaded up the car. No big deal.
Yeah.
Just another in a long line of, you know, they say New Orleanians keep bouncing back with a smile on their face, but I don't know about the smile anymore.
It's getting harder to smile, though, isn't it? It's definitely getting harder to smile. Well, how were things the hurricane? How were things before the hurricane? I mean, how was business?
I mean, we had actually been doing, like, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were all happy with the business. I mean,
yeah.
The latest Delta variant definitely put a damper on things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people came in and they showed their cards or they showed their negative test, and we really had one or two or no issues with that. So that all went smoothly, but it did scare some people away.
Obviously people that came in knew that they had to do that, but I wonder how many people didn't come in because of that. Did you notice a big drop in business?
Yeah, we probably lost like 40% of our business during that period.
Well, that's a lot. You know, I've heard that
people have lost
like 50%, you know. So, I mean, it's like you do well, then you stop doing well, then you do well, then you stop doing well. And it's just like this never-ending undulation of challenges, it seems like. And then, of course, this is just, you know, I mean, wow, is all you can say about that. So let's talk about the menu a little bit. Why don't you refresh people about what is on the menu? And do you have anything new and exciting?
Well, we have one thing that's really fun. We have a 24-hour, like a Korean rib, sous vide, and we make our own steam buns with our homemade kimchi, which is an appetizer. That's really nice. And then we have a lot of we brought back our scallop stuffed artichoke, which we haven't had in 4 or 5 years, but that's back on the menu. Of course, our baked oysters.
Hmm.
I'm sorry?
I said scallop stuffed artichoke. That sounds good. Is it like a...
Might be a little... It's an artichoke heart with the leaves and 4 10-20 dry-packed sea scallops that are, you know, the highest quality sea scallops with roasted garlic, lemon, beurre blanc. So it's really simple, but it's really, you know, a wonderful dish.
Yeah, that does. And what?
Some other things. Of course, we have our baked oysters. We have the escargot, the tuna pokey. We have the heirloom tomatoes with the burrata salad, which we're still getting the heirloom tomatoes. We're doing one of our
fish,
big favorites is our Asian clay pot barbecue shrimp, which we have it's kind of like a Vietnamese dish, but it's our own take on it. We make our, you know, broth. We have the U12 head on shrimp, rice noodles. So it's like a pho. So that's, a very popular dish. And going down to the entrees, we do a 12-ounce prime New York strip with a chimichurri, mac and cheese. We do our whole crispy fish, which we've always done well with that. It's going to be loup de mer, which is a Mediterranean sea bass. Tomorrow night we'll have our flounder back. Of course, we have the local Gulf fish with the crab meat. And another popular dish is our prime pork chop, and it's with it's kind of with a mustard, I'm not going to say hollandaise, but it's a sweet mustard sauce with bourbon mashed potatoes, and it's very good. And we have our usual lineup of desserts.
You know, Tom has always, you know, really been excited about the Pelican Club, and, you know, it's one of his consistent 5-star restaurants. And it is, of course, very good, but it's not necessarily strictly New Orleans. You have a lot of Asian influences. Why is that? Do you have a particular reason that you're drawn to Asian influences?
I mean, I like that food. We lived in New York for 10 years. My partner, who's no longer here, he's back in New York. He was from Singapore. He taught me a lot of the dishes. That's how it kind of evolved.
Yeah. Well, I know that you like Indian food. I know personally that you like Indian food. And I was just wondering why the fusion aspect is almost exclusively Asian. And
well, I think we need to put some Indian food. That's a good idea.
I thought you'd be tired by this time, Richard. You've been at it for 30 years. You're still inventing things?
Of course.
Okay,
well, my job. I got to keep working.
I guess
and
so.
I want to introduce you to Eric. He's our front of the house manager, and he's just going to go over a couple of things that we've really done to make everything better. He's done a wonderful job in the front of the house. I think he's really transformed it, and I just want to give a big shout out to Eric. And he's going to just say a couple of words, if you don't mind. Here he is.
Well, wait, before he does.
Hi, how are you doing?
I was about to say, hey there. Hey.
So first of all, I don't think I could say anything better than our own Richard Hughes.
I know.
I did want to touch upon the menu that we also, with that three-course menu, we can do it as a vegetarian or vegan menu. And we have developed a vegan Thai curry, which is then baked in a pot. So that is an option for some of our people who are looking to, you know, avoid meat as well. And we do offer a lot of our options as gluten-free as well. But, yeah, did you have any questions on the front of house side of things?
I do. I do have a lot of questions for you, but we need to take a break. So if you could hold on, we're going to take a break. I'm sorry, is it Eric? Did you say Eric?
Eric Hokanson. Yes, indeed. Eric Hokanson.
Okay. Did you say Hokanson?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Are you local?
So I'm a product of the University of New Orleans Hotel Restaurant Tourism Program, actually.
Okay, because I kind of think you might be related to a good friend of mine. This is Tom's Incest, Tom's New Orleans Incest, where everybody, there's only 500 people in New Orleans, and they all know each other. And I kind of feel like you might be related to a friend of my brother's from grade school. But anyway, we won't explore that on the air. So if you could hold on, we will be back with Eric Hokanson from the Pelican Club and Richard Hughes talking about things that are happening at the Pelican Club, like tonight when they reopen after the hurricane at 5 o'clock. We'll be back.
Keith Young's Steakhouse on the North Shore in Madisonville is everything anyone thinks of when a steakhouse comes to mind. The environment is elegant and handsome. The service staff is knowledgeable, attentive, and friendly. And most important, the steaks are superb. The steakhouse sides are also great. Keith Young's Steakhouse, 165 Highway 21, Madisonville, 985-845-9940. One of my all-time favorite restaurants is the legendary Pascal's Manelli. It's now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday with happy hour specials in the dining room every day. Tuesdays, enjoy 2-for-1 appetizers and Hansa's vodka martinis. Wednesday and Thursdays, wine and beer specials. Fridays, lunch martinis are $5. Say hello to my friend Thomas at that great oyster bar when you go to Pascal's Manelli, 1838 Napoleon Avenue. Reservations are recommended. Call 895-4877.
I get misty just holding your hand.
You have a favorite wine right now?
Thank you, Tom. Tom has a beautiful voice. We like for him to bring us in and out of commercials. Right, so we're on the line with Eric Hokanson from the Pelican Club, opening tonight for the first time after the hurricane. It's hard to keep track of all the various disasters. So the latest one, the hurricane, the Pelican Club is reopening tonight. So what have you done that's different in the dining room as the front of the house? Because Pelican Club is nothing if not consistent. So you got some surprises for us or what?
Absolutely. Well, so I guess, well said, disaster after disaster. And Richard Hughes gave me the opportunity to come on to this position following the reopening after the pandemic. So kind of this,
it,
a little tumultuous is about all I know. So it's been a fun ride, absolutely. You know, we've tried to maintain the same consistency out of the kitchen, just dial things in the front of house where we could. We have a great bar program going right now, some fantastic craft cocktails that they've came up with. Including we're doing a great take on the classic Pimm's Cup. We're doing a Pimm's Martini, which is really nice. It's served in a martini glass with some homemade cucumber gin, topped off with a splash of ginger beer, real nice and refreshing. So that's one of my favorites. Absolutely. That's kind of the bar program dialing in. We have maintained our fantastic wine list. And since the pandemic, I know a lot of people have dialed down their wine list, and we've kind of been offering some of the things a little bit at a, you would call a discount for some fantastic wines as well.
Yeah, that's the one thing that has really benefited diners, I think, that it's unfortunate that the restaurant business has become so extremely difficult in the last 2 years. It's been just this race for everyone to figure out how to negotiate going forward with the various disasters. That's the word for it. The various disasters and things that keep coming, like a, I would say like a fast pitch ball machine, but it's more like a slow pitch ball machine. Thank God anyway. But I think it's really, it's been fun to watch. I mean, I feel bad for them, but it's been fun to watch how creative a lot of people have been in negotiating this ever-changing terrain. And so I wanted to ask you, though, about something you said about the menu for culinary. So usually, or in the past, the had courses for your three course. So the culinary is a standard three course, correct?
It is. Our whole menu kind of falls into that category.
Yes.
And yeah, there's a couple menu items which would be a couple dollars in addition to fit under that price.
Yes, that's the way that the Pelican Club has creatively, even before the disasters, has creatively done the culinary, where everything, just about everything, is on everything that's on the regular menu is also on the culinary menu. You just have to pay an upcharge of whatever it is, depending on the item that you choose, which I think is a terrific way to do it. Because my problem with culinary is that, you know, there are some good selections, but by the time you are sort of boxed into this or that, you say to yourself, well, you know, I could have done maybe two courses for less than that, and I only wanted two courses. But in your case, you do get to choose from the whole menu, which I definitely do like. So are there any other changes? I mean, you haven't done any renovations or anything. There's nothing new about the way the restaurant looks.
That's actually one, you know, you know, when life gives you lemons, as the saying goes, we've had taken care of this, taken advantage of this opportunity, continually being closed to try and screw some things up where we could. With the reopening following the pandemic, we put some work into our outside area on Exchange Place. We have some nice umbrellas
too,
to keep it cool, and some nice lighting outside as well to kind of give a nice ambiance. So it does have that really al fresco European outdoor dining vibe, which is fun for a great alternative for some people who like to feel a little bit more safe, or some people who just like to enjoy the outdoor atmosphere.
Well, now, you only have, what, two or three tables out there? It's kind of a limited number of tables. You don't have a lot of seating outside. Is that right?
So we've actually expanded that. Right now, we have about eight tables. Mostly small tables, but we can combine some of them if anybody wants to do a larger party out there. We've done some kind of cocktail-style events. But unfortunately, our neighbors at the Green Goddess haven't reopened right now, so we do have a little bit of flexibility in the alleyway, and it's a great space that we like to take advantage of.
Yeah, I know that. I'm a major al fresco fan, and I'm, you know, actually sitting outside talking to you right now because it's just so beautiful outside. We're getting into those. Let's see. I call it the 2 months of the year, but I'm going to expand it since it's September. I say April and October, and that's the only time for al fresco dining, although we do it, my daughter and I, year-round. I mean, I'm sure servers talk about us when we come in the cold and the rain, and they curse us when they have to come out and serve us, but most normal people who eat al fresco would only do it in New Orleans in April and October. So you're getting into that great time with that. But I'm glad to hear that you've expanded the outside, because I love the three separate dining rooms at the Pelican Club. I mean, I like restaurants that have a bar that's so distinctively different from the dining room, you could be in a separate restaurant. That's absolutely true at the Pelican Club. But in your case, you have three distinctly different rooms, and they all have a truly unique feeling about them. And I'm glad to hear that the outside now makes it like a fourth dining room. So it's, I'm sure that's been helpful for you all. Were people, has it been open this summer? I mean, the outside, the expanded outside has been open for the summer. Did people actually sit there in the heat of August?
People did, believe it or not. We tried to do our best to keep them accommodated and cool out there. And I did want to mention, you spoke about our layout. For those of our listeners who haven't been here before, the entrance to the Pelican Club is off Exchange Place, which is located in between Bienville and Conti Street, right by Jackson Square, off Royal Street. So it's a really kind of a little bit hidden away entrance, which opens you into the bar. Some guests really like sitting in the bar dining room, which overlooks the alley. I call mm-hmm. it the best of both worlds, where you're inside and looking out. You have the benefit of air conditioning. And then you walk down. It's a connected, a number of buildings connected. We're located right behind the Michelopoulos Gallery, and we feature his artwork displayed on our walls. We have a small dining room with wood paneled, and then that opens up to a larger dining room with fans and large round tables, which has a really great feeling as well. So a number of our guests have...
They're all distinctly different, and it kind of depends on what your mood is. I love to eat in the bar. Usually that's where we eat when we go to Pelican Club. I would definitely eat outside now because it's really so nice. But that little room is kind of like it's got like a steakhouse feel to it. It's very masculine. And then you go into the main dining room all the way in the back, and it meanders, and I think it's a really cool space. I've always loved it. In addition to loving the food, and as you know, as Richard is, I don't know how aware of this you are, but the Pelican Club has always been one of Tom's very favorite restaurants and one of the first ones that he recommends whenever anybody asks about a restaurant. So we're excited to get you back.
I must say it's no mistake that I work here. The two restaurants in the city I've worked at, and I mentioned I'm a UNO privateer from the Hotel Restaurant Tours and graduate. The two restaurants I've worked at are Mr. B's and the Pelican Club, both of which, because I've fallen in love with both the food and the atmosphere, and I've really gotten behind what Mr. Richard Hughes is doing over here. So I'd love for anybody to come see us.
Yes, it is. It's special. We've always thought it was special, and I'm super excited that you're back. Are there a lot of restaurants that are back in the quarter, or are a lot of them still sort of limping along at this moment?
So I know Galatoire's opened for lunch and dinner yesterday. I'm not sure exactly how they did. I think it may have been easier to get a table at Galatoire's today for lunch than about any other Friday. I'm not sure about how they're doing. I know Mr. B's is open the 17th. I know just like Katrina and some of these other events, our staff are spread, you know, over the state, over the country, and getting everybody in their loved ones, in their property safe and secure is our number one concern. And then bringing people back whenever they're ready. We're opening the doors for them. And even if business is slow, we're trying to do our best to, you know, keep them busy.
So was it difficult to get staff back, or were most of your people around? I mean, was that one of the things that, I guess that's something that a restaurant has to do before they even start looking for food. They have to make sure they have enough employees to open.
Absolutely. So following Ida was easier than following the pandemic, probably just because of the length of time that we were forced to close. But we have a core staff. That's one of the great things. We're not, you know, a huge restaurant. We keep our staff limited. We all work as a team. So we are all in communication through text through the whole event in preparation, making sure everybody is, you know, safe going in, safe coming out. And then, like I said, welcoming as many of our people back as soon as they're ready to come back, and we'll put them to work.
Good. Okay. Well, I thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you well as you open tonight. I'm sure it's going to be a great house, and I'm glad to have you back. It's one of the five stars. It's one of the great ones, and, you know, when more people open, then more people will open. So, you know, let's hope we get a break
Mr. Richard
from the constant.
I'm sorry. I was just asking, Mr. Richard Hughes was telling me to say one more thing, that if anybody's worried about parking down in the quarter, we do have the Monteleon garage open, and we offer a nice cheap discounted rate for them, so that's available right there.
Okay, good. I hope that we're settling into a period of calm before another storm, and I don't mean storm in the sense of hurricane, but who knows what? I mean, it's just... I'm starting to worry about a plague of locusts next. So anyway, all right. Take care. Thank you. It's nice to meet you, Eric. And tell Richard thank you and good luck to both of you tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. We will be back with more of the Food Show after the bottom of the hour news. Bottom of the hour news from the Louisiana Radio Network. We were just talking to Richard Hughes and Eric Hokinson from the Pelican Club, opening tonight one of the, I'm sure, parade of restaurants that will slowly come back from this latest issue that we have. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour news time, Louisiana Radio Network.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The Biden administration's plan to require COVID-19 vaccinations for companies with more than 100 employees is drawing strong opposition from the LABI. More on that from Dave Brannan.
Lobby President and CEO Stephen Wagsback says that while improving vaccination rates is critical to our community's health and economy, he says the White House wants to attack the situation the wrong way, given that OSHA has no constitutional authority.
How is OSHA, an agency that has never done anything like this before, going to enforce this? What are the forms they'll have to comply with? How often do you have to test? Where do you submit the test?
He says there's also the question of how often do companies have to test, what will the fines be, and where will they go? I'm Dave Brannan.
A young dolphin found swimming in a drainage canal in a Slidell neighborhood has been successfully rescued. Officials believe it was pushed inland through an estuary during Hurricane Ida and became trapped. After determining the animal was healthy and unharmed, it was released off the Mississippi Gulf Coast. This is news on LRN.
It's like a match made in heaven. Louisiana rice and Louisiana crawfish. And man, oh man, do they go together. Think crawfish and rice stir fry. Crawfish and rice casserole. Our world famous etouffee. Simple Louisiana ingredients. Rice and crawfish. Cajun, Creole, baked, fried, boiled, however you like it. Just start with rice. And give those little mud bugs some spicy Louisiana love. Brought to you by the proud farmers of Certified Louisiana Rice.
It's a doubler! Double your cash and play Double Win from the lottery. Win up to $5,000. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and ask for Double Win for your chance to win up to $5,000. Make this your winning season and play New Orleans Saints from the lottery. Win up to $20,000. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for New Orleans Saints for your chance to win up to $20,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you.
Yes, indeed. We are back with the second half of the second course of the Food Show. I was thinking that we would, first of all, I would do a little review and give an update on Tom, who's actually for the first day in a week, doing well. So thank you for your prayers if you are doing that. And we've definitely turned a corner. And we have, you know, I can talk a little bit about about the only dining that we've been doing lately, which is hospital food. I texted Patty about, we were talking about rice and gravy yesterday. I mean, I've lost track of the days. I think it was yesterday that we were talking about rice and gravy. And when I returned back to the hospital, Tom is stacking up trays that just kind of stack up like planes on a tarmac, and it pretty much takes all day to get some food down. So, you know, I was joking that we were just about finishing breakfast when it was time for the lunch tray to come in. And then the same thing is true for the lunch tray for dinner. So when I got back last night, there was on the plate, I opened it up and it was a roast chicken with brown gravy and rice. I did not, Patty, taste the brown gravy, but I must say it didn't look very good, and some peas. So it's definitely not gourmet fare, but it's actually not that bad. I went to a Beta Roasters to pick up some breakfast this morning because breakfast was pretty grim. And I know that Tom has been in the hospital a couple of times in our marriage. The first time was when the kids were little. I think Mary Lee was actually a baby. And I remember it distinctly because it was I think Emeril had gotten some award or something, or it was the fifth anniversary or some anniversary of Emeril something or another. And there was an event Tom was supposed to go to, and he couldn't go because he had appendicitis, and he spent a week in the hospital and said that the orange Jell-O that he got was one of the most delicious things that he had ever eaten. But I haven't seen any Jell-O on any tray. And I feel like maybe hospital food has been elevated somewhat. I wouldn't say that from the breakfast that I saw this morning. But in general, I would say that the food that we have had has been not bad, which is not really something that you're used to saying about hospital food. So anyway, that is the dining report. Sadly, that is the only dining report that I have in this week, except for running to Pyre Provisions, which is open and good and close. And so that's probably the only food dining that you're used to hearing about on the food show. 556-9696 is the number if you want to talk to me. I'm Mary Ann Fitzmaurice. I would love to talk to you. Patty, are you able to talk to me at
yes,
all
I am.
This way?
Yes.
Oh, you are. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, so I didn't get to try the rice and gravy, but I thought about it, and
it didn't look very good.
No, it didn't look very good. It absolutely did not look very good. But you know, it might have been. But the roast chicken looked really. I mean, it was good. Roast chicken was actually good. And when I texted Patty the picture of the roast chicken, and the rice and the peas. What did you say? You said kind of hard to...
Yeah, mess up roast chicken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can mess up anything. And it was good. It had a lot of flavor, and it was good. And as a matter of fact, there are times when, you know, Tom's decided he's not feeling like eating very much. And there are times when I am disappointed because the times that he decides to eat something that I've had my eye on, because that roast chicken really did look good, and he thought it was good too, and so he ate most of it. So I didn't get a chance to try the plate too much, but I did get a bite of the chicken, and I thought it was pretty good. No more Jell-O. It was bread pudding last night. Good to go. But honestly, that's the only dessert I've seen. I don't know. Maybe they're not doing dessert quite as much as they were, or something. Who knows? 556-9696 is the number. If you want to talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. We are talking about food, and I'm out of internet, and I don't really know why that is, because it could be that I'm tuned into the internet at the hospital, and now that I'm not at the hospital right now, maybe that's why I don't have it. So, Patty, we're going to have to talk just you and me, unless we have some callers, about food. What have you been doing? Have you restocked your refrigerator?
No, I'm trying to go through the stuff I had in it that survived the storm. And we've been eating a lot of, I put some short ribs in the crock pot last night with barbecue sauce, and that came out really good.
That worked.
Tonight I've got some shrimp that I was going to fix shrimp Creole, and now I hear that it's not one of your favorites, but we love it.
It is not one of my favorites, but, you know, it's a lot of people's favorites. So you like it?
I do. I really do.
Well, by all means, cook it. And you're talking about the crock pot, or are you talking about?
No. I'll do that at home. It only
it
has to
like
cook
be
for about
good in a crock pot, too.
You probably could. I've just never done it in a crock pot.
Yeah, any kind of stewy thing I think would be good. Mm-hmm. You know, I was interested in what Richard said about the oysters. I didn't even think about the oyster beds, but that's kind of one of the things that really does go down with the storm, you know? And so I wonder if it will be difficult to find oyster dishes that you are used to seeing around town because of the oyster beds, because I would imagine that is exactly what we're going to be seeing. Although, like I said, I don't anticipate we'll be dining out much in the next week or so. So it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. I did get some oysters, some fried oysters for Tom from Pyre, which has one of the best oyster dishes in town, I think. It's a really unusual, great fried oyster-based dish with this incredible sauce and pickled vegetables. It sounds weird, but it's really tasty. So I brought them to Tom, knowing full well it was likely that when I returned, he'd be sleeping, which is pretty much all he's done this week. And so I did, in fact, return with the hot, crispy oysters, and I didn't really want to eat them. I haven't been all that hungry myself in this week of disaster for us. So I gave them to the staff, so the nursing staff, and half of them didn't even know what it was.
Really?
No kidding. They didn't even know what it was. And second, when they found out what it was, they had never eaten them before. And I said, where is this hospital? I mean, come on, seriously? I put them on the nurse's desk, and I left for a little while. And then when I came back, they were still there in the same container. And I said, nobody wanted the oysters. And they said, oh, is that what that is? We didn't know what that was. And well, you know, I don't really like oysters. If it was shrimp, I'd like it. But, you know, I'm thinking, wow.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if these are all people who are from out of town or
I was
what.
Just going to ask you if they were traveling nurses or local.
Oh, well, there are a lot of traveling nurses. I will say that. There are definitely a lot of traveling nurses. There's a lot of traveling everything. There's, you know, the power workers, the nurses. They're all over the place, various people doing various things. So, I don't know why that is, but I'm grateful for it. I saw the encampments of the trucks that are still around because there are people who are still very much out of power close to us. So thank God we got it a couple of nights ago. It could be that we didn't have it, but there are lots of people feeding those people, which is really nice. It's a nice Louisiana kind of thing to happen.
Yes, it is. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, it's nice. 556-9696 is the number. We'll take a break and be back. It's just me and Patty, unless you want to call. So give us a call, 556-9696.
Mandeville Seafood has been a local favorite, serving their house-made roast beef poor boys, seafood poor boys, and even a French fry poor boy in a fast, casual environment. Here is an extensive menu of salads and sandwiches and fried seafood, baskets and platters, as well as sides like stuffed artichokes, meat pies, and jalapeno cheese bites. And we love the very attentive service here at Mandeville Seafood Restaurant and Market, celebrating 25 years. Basil's Ace Hardware has been the center for your grilling needs for over 15 years. That's when I first got my big green egg, which I use more than ever lately. Fred also has Traeger grills and Weber grills and all the accessories for them, charcoal and pellets and propane, as well as rubs and grilling utensils. Remember, a great cookout always begins with the right hardware. Basil's Ace Hardware, 4419 Transcontinental Metairie, 888-8588.
When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are never what they seem.
So very true, James. Very true. So about that beautiful voice. Let's go to Steve.
Hello. Hey, Marianne. It's nice to have a little touch of reality back with us.
Well, I don't know that reality is something that you can count on from me, but anyway.
Well, sorry to hear about Tom, but glad to hear he's doing much better.
Yes, he is absolutely much better today. Today is a good day. It's a good day. I am sorry to hear about your troubles. My goodness.
Oh, well, my wife and I and the two dogs are safe.
That's the important thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
is. Is your house totaled in need of rebuilding or what?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We had about 100-foot pine tree go from the left back corner to the right front corner. Mm. And that tree hit another tree, which took out the other front corner of the house. And it's a mess. But, you know, like I said, we've got insurance. Don't know if it'll make us whole, but it'll make us livable. And life goes on.
Yeah, people keep throwing. You can do.
What's that?
That's all you can do.
Yeah, people keep throwing stuff at you, and you got to either duck or catch it, you know?
Oh, man. Wow is all we can say. I mean, it's like, can we get a break to catch up here? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
You know, were you evacuated?
Yes. My wife is the director of nursing at Beacon Geriatric Psych, and she can't go far for this kind of thing. So we were just at the Best Western in on Cross I-12 by Dakota. And but when we moved there 24 years ago, we had, and the catchphrase is had, a lot of very big trees on our lot. And people used to laugh at us because if it was a Category 1 hurricane, we left. You know, and people would go, "Oh, what a wimp." And I'm going, "Yeah, well, hotels are cheap. I'm not, you know."
Right,
and
right.
So, like, I was laughing Monday when my neighbor called us and said, "I think you're going to need a new house." I was laughing, saying, "I've finally been vindicated for all of these times. These wimps, y'all are leaving. It's not even a bad hurry, you know." No, it's too cheap to go stay in a hotel, you know.
Was it just you in your neighborhood that had that experience?
Oh, no. We got it the worst, but the neighborhood, there's lots of trees down. There's lots of people with partial, you know, punch holes in their roof and some, you know, pieces of houses knocked off and cars crushed and stuff like that. But we got it the worst, and we got nothing from Katrina. We didn't even lose a screen on the screen porch for Katrina. And that's what karma caught up with us, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Well, I appreciate it, but what's that?
Are you still evacuated?
Well, we're staying with a friend in Mandeville. And we're, you know, so that's, you know, we're staying somewhere. We got electricity and everything's nice. It's not home, you know, but it could be a whole lot worse. It could be a whole lot worse. I could have a broken leg or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, man. It's than twice in 2 years.
Go ahead. Yes, it has. It has been really tough. And you're talking about the traveling nurses and stuff. It's because the nurses are burned out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what my wife says. She had an offer to go work in Northwest Florida for $5,800 a week.
Mm.
You know, but the hospital that she would be working in, she says, I'm not going to do it. You know, so it's the world's in.
I'll go do it.
Well, you're not a nurse, and
well, I'm in a hospital anyway, so
yeah.
Do you make more money as a traveling nurse? Is that how it goes?
Oh yes.
That's very interesting.
But you're away from home, you know.
Yeah, right.
And you're staying in. You know, sometimes they get them apartments. But, you know, it's usually like an 8-week contract that you do.
Wow.
So,
you know, no idea.
Yeah, it's...
did you hear us? You didn't listen yesterday, so you didn't hear us talking about the Instapot.
No, Patty told me that. She says, we thought you were going to be calling us, but I didn't have you, you know. Well, we were meeting with the insurance adjuster and stuff like that yesterday, and, you know...
Uh-huh.
So we were doing the fun stuff yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
that's
man, it is.
You've been able to get an insurance adjustment that quickly. It's great.
Yeah. But you know, I'm just laughing right now. Now we got to get trees taken off the house. We got to find out what the insurance is going to pay. You know, how they're going to work it. Whether they're going to total the house or tell us we have to rebuild part. But the adjuster saying it's going to be totaled. And then we got to, you know, that's what I told the insurance adjuster yesterday. I said, can I bribe you with some firewood?
So when you say total, like, what does that mean?
That means they bring a bulldozer in and level it and take all that stuff off and you rebuild.
Wait, so you are rebuilding from the ground up?
Hopefully.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. We don't. The adjuster has recommended that, but we have to wait for the insurance company to decide.
Good.
So you know, that's what I'm saying. You kind of sit here on pins and needles, going, you know, we couldn't tarp, we couldn't put a blue tarp on the house because we had two trees laying on it, you know, and they went through one of the rooms. You open the door and you can see the sky. You know, it's
It
came through the roof and the ceiling, and you know, and that was the room, my music room.
So
my badass stereo is like, you know, discombobulated. But life goes on.
That's right. You got it. That's the only way you can look at it. That's the only way you can look at it, and that's going to get you through. That's just the way.
And I haven't had anything real good to eat, so, you know, I don't know what to say about that. No, that's not true. That's not true. The friend of ours that we're staying
in the last 10 days. What?
What's that? The friend of ours that we're staying with has been cooking some very good stuff. So I got to take back that we haven't been eating out, but Carrie has been cooking us some fantastic stuff. And you know, that's been pretty nice, but it ain't home.
Yeah. But it's at least nice that you're in a social environment, you know?
There's
something kind of fun about it too. I mean, I hate to say that a lot of people suffering, but there's something kind of fun about it too.
Yeah, I guess. But I'll take the boring life that I had before. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm not having fun either, but for some people it's fun, you know.
Right. So are you at the hospital right now?
No, I'm not. I'm home.
Okay, you're at home. Okay, because I was going to say, that'd be a first doing the show from a hospital, you know?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to try and figure out how to do that because they were going to be there a while, and I don't want to keep running back and forth, but I just don't know how it would work, you know, and so I
came home yesterday and the day before, and I wasn't planning to come home today, but I did. So I don't know. We'll see. That's the least of my concerns of things I have to work on for the next
I'll just tell you, you owe it to us, okay?
To make so it work, feel obligated. When I didn't get any calls the first day, I was thinking, oh, is anybody listening? If no one's listening, then I'm not going to do the show because, Lord knows I got someplace else to be. But but it is a nice respite for me, too. So,
I'm sure.
We will stay the course.
Heard from Michael 75?
Yesterday he called, and he is in the Smoky Mountains, where he will be.
That poor guy. He leads such a hard life.
Yeah, he does. He was talking about Katrina. He evacuated to France, and he and his family of four were in Europe for 6 weeks, and FEMA paid for all of it. That's when you're a lawyer and you know how to do all that stuff.
Take advantage of the system. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
That's it.
Well, right. I'm just trying to break even, so I'm not a lawyer.
Well, that's kind of your job, to figure out how to do that. But, it's
all right. Well, you take care of Tom and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you, too. You, too.
Bye.
All right. 556-9696 is the number we need. I don't know if we really have time to talk. So, Patty, you are going to cook your shrimp creole tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you eat it over white rice?
Over white rice, yes.
If you could see me right now, I like to talk about travels because they're different. They're fun. Mary Lee and I, a couple of years ago, were in Zagreb, Croatia, and we were at this mountaintop like market, and there was this guy who was selling some kind of lime drink that he made. I'm not kidding about this. And he was standing there with a lime drink, and he was covered with bees.
Bees?
As in B-E-E-S, yes. Completely unfazed by the fact that he was covered in bees. And they obviously really liked whatever it was that he was selling. And I don't know if that was supposed to be some enticement to buy it, but what I couldn't get past was the fact that the guy was standing there covered in bees. So I'm thinking about that because I am sitting here at the Coolwater Ranch outside covered in mosquitoes, like literally covered in mosquitoes. And I'm just thinking, it's not advisable to be covered in anything.
No,
it's not. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm saying to myself, I was advocating this great al fresco experience to be had, but that's not fun.
No.
And this is why I say, if you want to do al fresco, go to California where you're not covered in mosquitoes and the weather is 70 degrees all year long. But we just have too many kinds of bugs here. And I'm really disappointed about that because I've been outside for an hour. And the mosquitoes just arrived, so maybe it's just getting later or something.
Yeah,
be. But boy.
Or the word got out that you're outside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe that is it. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of them, that's for sure. So anyway. All right, this is it for the food show for today, this Friday, the end of the week. Before we know it, it'll be the end of September, but it's only the beginning. And no one's paying any attention to what day or week it is anyway, because there's just too much to do. But I want to tell you that WGSO is celebrating 75 years this year as the community voice of the Crescent City, as the only locally owned news talk station, and as a 501c3 nonprofit. And that is why you should go to their website, WGSO.com, and click that yellow button, because their designation by the IRS as a 501c3 nonprofit means that your donation will be tax deductible. We would love for you to support the station. So go to the website, WGSO.com, and donate to the 75 for 75 campaign, please. We also have our own platforms here with the food show. We have nomenu.com. That's NOMENU.com. Nomenu.com is Tom's online version of his 50-year body of work.
That's where you will find 400 recipes. They all come out. You'll find his almanac, dining diaries, reviews of restaurants, the list of restaurants that are open, and podcasts of the food show. So please go to nomenu.com. If you missed a portion of the show, you can get it there. You can also get it on WGSO.com. And we'd love for you to tell a friend about the show, because you know what? It's nothing of great import, but it is kind of a little respite from all of the other stuff that's out there, like little gremlins waiting to get you. At least it has been that way for 2 years anyway. So please tell a friend about the show. We would love to have some new listeners. If you go to nomenu.com, you will see in the right-hand, upper right-hand portion of the screen, you will see register. We would love for you to register. You will get the newsletter, some of these things that I just mentioned, delivered to your inbox twice a week. We also have our other platform, Instagram, for New Orleans Menu. It's at the New Orleans Menu. And it's pretty pictures of food that we have eaten, although we will not have the hospital roast chicken, rice gravy, and peas up there. Tim McNally is up next with the Dine, Wine, and Spirits show, and we will be back. I believe Monday is the Bluebell Ice Cream People, so we will have them on at 3 o'clock. WGSO New Orleans, it is time for news, Louisiana Radio Network, 4 o'clock. Good night.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting a 9/11 commemoration at the State Department to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The secretary saying, even though what happened hurt the country, we came back together to fight back.
9/11 was, to understate, one of the darkest days in our history. But out of it also came these demonstrations of profound humanity, compassion, strength, and courage. Above